What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
All right, this episode of How to Not Comedy is sponsored by Podcorn. Podcorn's a platform that allows you to run a podcast and connect with advertisers. If you've ever thought about running a podcast but not sure how to make money off of your podcast, Podcorn's the place to go.
I'm intrigued already.
Yeah. If you want to make money doing podcasts, this is the way to go. It's a great little outlet. Lets you work with other podcasters to advertise your podcast on theirs or vice versa. They'll also put you in touch with different businesses and stuff like that.
Yep, I think we're good. All systems are go. I've done like 5 fucking sound checks.
Yeah, well, we did 3 the last time we fucked it, so.
That's true, but you're in charge of the laptop, which you're not allowed to be anymore.
Yeah, no.
You look fucking awful, by the way. What the fuck? Can we get a photo for the podcast real quick?
Yeah, my eyes are all
fucking
red.
So bad.
I'm sweaty.
Oh, man, you've not recovered from the other night, have you?
No. Ben, I did a lot of drugs on the weekend.
Yeah, right.
Just a fucking ungodly amount of drugs. Just 2 points of MD.
Fuck.
Had about fucking 10 cones. I was drinking alcohol and punching nangs.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Where'd this come from?
My friend, he bought drugs and I partook.
My phone's in the car, so fuck it. We'll get one later.
Yeah.
Or I'll forget and then we'll just upload the usual things.
That's all right.
For Australia Day or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the idea was we were going to get fucked up the night before, because then we had the comedy thing, the fundraiser the next day.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh yeah, we'll do that. And then that just didn't happen at all for Mitch. Like, I didn't get on anything. I just drank and just fucking chilled out.
Oh, so you didn't perform?
Well, you could say that. I went to the show.
He got on stage.
Yeah, it was fucking awful. Bombed my dick off.
How many people were in the crowd?
Were you meant to be on stage? Like,
yeah.
Because it sounded like you went.
Yeah.
You weren't meant to be on stage, and then you were on stage.
I probably wasn't meant to be on stage in some sort of, like, if you go and look at it, it's like a, like where I'm supposed to be in my life sort of thing. I didn't perform, per se. I got up and said things, but it was not a comedy act.
Yeah.
It was fucking pathetic.
Here comes Raw.
I'm glad. Yeah.
Exactly. Just preparing for that.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just do a 5-minute pitch of this shitty podcast on Raw.
Oh, man, that would be awesome. Yeah. I'll record it.
Yeah. Use it as a platform for this shitty podcast.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be way better, like, per dollar.
Yeah.
Get my money's worth. Although it doesn't cost you anything but your dignity to go on Raw.
Yeah, well, we've got no dignity anyway.
That's true.
If we got on TV, though, and we did it, listen to our podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to happen, though.
No fucking way.
Not a chance.
My skin's too white. And what? I'm too male.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, they've got to go for that demographic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But,
blackface is all I'm hearing.
Yeah, Mitch is going to do Raw in blackface.
What could go wrong? Just leveling the playing field.
Yeah.
This is too progressive. Let me even this out with a little racism. Oh, man.
So who else is going in Raw besides you two?
Our good friend Liam.
So Liam Callan.
Eddie.
Oh, Eddie's doing it. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Loz Budden.
Loz, again. Sweet.
Well, not again.
Luke.
It's the first time she's doing
it. No, Loz did it last year.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Luke Dillon.
And
Mark Owen or?
Mark Beattie's in it, yep.
Yep.
Adam?
Yeah, I think so.
Shit.
Maybe.
The regular shitheads from Newcastle.
But I think Eddie's got a good chance this year. And she's doing a big dog show.
Yeah. Get amongst that one.
Next month.
That's with, James Connors as well.
Yeah.
Oh, is James going in Raw?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, though. I haven't talked to him about it. But, you got that big dog show, that's Luke Heggie who's headlining that one.
Yeah,
I think.
Luke Heggie. Yeah. Who else? Who's that other fella? Fuck.
Is it Neil?
Neil. Neil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just keep listing names of comedians for the next fucking... This is why this show sucks.
Yeah.
No direction.
These are comedians we're aware of.
Yeah.
No, but like, congrats to Eddie. I think that's the second big dog show she's done now, isn't it? I think she did Got Your Back as well.
Yep. The vagina show.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Good old vagina show.
I don't actually mean this, but you could call it the cunt show.
You could.
You could.
And it would ring
but
true
that's not...
for a lot of the performers.
Certainly not lots.
No. Just the ones that are cunts.
Yeah. And they shall remain nameless.
Yeah, I can't even think of any names. We rattled too many off before.
Yeah.
I'm all out of names.
Yeah. My eye's pink, so I'm certainly not remembering names. I don't know why I threw that out there.
So how did Jesse go at the stag?
Yesterday.
Besides your...
Yeah, that was the shit show that
horrendous event.
Yeah. I missed the first couple of acts because my brother was still fucking carked out in the morning. So I was like kind of late. But I made it just in time. I rock up. Who was on stage? Brian was on stage when I got there, fucking murdering. And then he brought Elliot on. And then I was on after that. So Brian was just wrapping up. And
he was literally rapping.
Yeah.
That would be so fucking good to see.
I would love to see that plate rap.
Brian Gurr just becomes a comedy rap act.
Ironically, that would be fucking awesome.
It would be.
Imagine if his act was like just sheet music. There'd just be constant rests everywhere. Like
what's
three notes,
this
like,
weird little symbol?
Yeah. Rest. Yeah. What's the note for?
Yeah.
F sharp.
Oh, we are assholes. It's not even here and we're ripping shit on him.
Yeah.
I got there and I had like no fucking time to prepare. I've been fighting with the missus all morning. So I was in a fucking fantastic mood.
Yeah, right.
And I could have used the car ride home from here to like get my head together and like what am I going to say, like what, like plan it out and shit. But no, I just sat there seething in rage the whole time instead. Just a good use of my time.
Ah, that was
yeah, fucked. It's a whole thing. Anyway, so yeah, basically I get there, Elliot's like, you're on after me. Elliot gets straight on and I go get a beer. And then he's like, this is fucked because it's comedy at daytime. Does his set. Doesn't completely bomb. Then I get up on there and I completely fucking bomb.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, just a
shit show.
How many
people were in the crowd?
So there was like this table of two... older girls, they're like late 40s.
Ladies.
So there are these two
ladies.
Righto, Bill Burr.
You like that? And they were just kind of snickering to each other. Like they weren't laughing really loud.
Yeah.
And then there was another table of like blokes. There was like four or five of them.
Yeah.
And that was it.
No hecklers?
No. There was nothing to heckle.
Yeah. It's not even worth it.
So no.
Like six people or something.
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not that gutted I missed it after all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then more people started like rolling in towards the end of the show, but I think there were other bands that were coming in getting ready to set up and play. There might have been a couple more crowd members, but yeah, not a huge thing. But
yeah, right.
I think all the comedians paid to get in, like paid $5 as well, so they would have made a couple hundred for the fundraiser, so.
Yeah, that was what it was all about at the end, wasn't it?
So yeah. That's it. So it's better than not doing it, so.
It wasn't like it was the gig that was going to launch us, but yeah.
No. No. I'm just happy I performed comedy on a weekend.
Yeah.
Even though it was
counts.
The middle of the day.
That counts.
Yep. My first weekend set. And what a fucking bomb it was. Felt good, though, to have one this year so far. I've had two slightly more than mediocre sets at the Crown and Anchor.
I haven't seen you perform since you ate that biscuit.
I've been laying low.
That was really the height of it.
Yeah, that wasn't really much of an act.
It was his That was like, his peak.
I'll eat this for a Scooby Snack Zone. And then you just kind of drink your beer and we're like, yeah, for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, ramble for 3 minutes.
And you done like a Santa joke and fucked off. And I was like, what was that?
Yeah. It was a mistake to eat that biscuit. That's what it was.
It was. I got really sick after that. It wasn't because of the biscuit, though. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was too long. Like, it was like a week after.
You've missed some shows.
So have you. You fuck?
I've missed one.
Oh, I did MDMA and weed and nangs and booze on one night, and now I can't make a show.
Well, if I got drug tested on the side of the road, I definitely wouldn't make it, would I?
That's true.
Yeah.
James made it, and he hadn't slept.
Well,
and he still did better than me anyway, so maybe next time I will take a bunch of MDMA and stay up all night.
Yeah. See how I go. I'd have just got up there. I was fucking just fried the next day. So my brain wasn't working. It was fucked. It would have been messy.
That would have been an interesting show to see.
Yeah.
He was fucked. He was sitting here. I was sitting over there and he keeps looking. You're evil.
Oh, yeah. He's fucking saying like negative things. And I like, because I'm hallucinating. And I could just see this dark aura around him. It was like black mist almost. And I was like, fucking stop putting your evil out there, man. Like, cut it out. You just laugh at me, and then the evil will get worse. I'm like, fuck, man.
I am a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
That's true.
And then I'm just like there trying to enjoy the high, and Jane wants to know if I fucking had any revelations. Like, crazy revelations. I was like, yeah, I did. My theory is that, like, you know, the didgeridoo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that they use the didgeridoo to get high from, like, lack of oxygen. It's like doing a nang over 5 hours. And, like, they just fucking get into the zone and they all sit there and trip balls while they're playing music. I stand by that theory.
Okay.
Right.
How are we going to prove that one?
You can't.
You're going to have to learn how to play didgeridoo.
I can play the didgeridoo.
Can you do blackface while you're playing didgeridoo? Didgeridoo. Fuck, I'm an idiot. While you're playing didgeridoo on Raw in blackface for my next act.
Yeah. Yep.
That's terrible.
Yeah, good one, mate.
I'll slap the fucking thing too.
Yep. No, you really fucked that one.
Yeah, it was bad. Oh,
we got a break this week. Nothing on.
I'm going to Japan. Fuck you.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do?
Sit at home and masturbate?
And practice my Raw set.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you do both at the same time. That'll teach you some focus.
And try not to wake my wife up.
It'll be like playing pool drunk, though. He'll only know how to do it while he's masturbating. So he gets on stage at Raw. Sorry, guys. I just need to get into the zone. Trust me. This is going places.
Goes for Louis. Do you guys mind if I jack off in front of you?
Yeah.
At least I ask for consent.
Really doesn't matter what the answer is, though.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, not allowed to jack off in front of people ever since that Louis C.K. thing.
Oh, yeah. He ruined it for the rest of us.
He did. He really did.
Mitch would have run one Raw had that not happened.
Using his position of power. We couldn't say no. He had a microphone.
Oh,
did
fuck.
Louis C.K. ever go to court or trial or anything for that
no.
shit?
No, I think he not. Just got...
It was all like...
Dragged around by the Pound Me Too movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pound Me Too? Is that a thing?
Yeah, you know, hashtag used to be a pound sign.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So oh, yeah.
I thought you were saying, like, I got pounded too.
Well,
I kind of did.
Yeah.
Pound Me Too.
He never pounded anyone. He just made a mess in front of
well,
him.
Well, he pounded his own penis with his hand.
Can you imagine the shame he must have felt after he's done jerking off?
Yeah, like, I reckon that'd be, them? I reckon like, that'd be the worst thing, like, if you're going to jack off in front of someone, like, just be when you're done, be like, what now? Like, where do we go? Where did you go from here? Like,
did you bring any tissues?
So, want to get a coffee?
Yeah. Like, I'm ashamed of myself when I'm done jerking off in front of my iPad.
Oh, it's the
and
worst.
That's an inanimate object. Imagine another person who's just got to sit there and watch. And how, like, did they get into it a little, like, a little bit?
I don't know.
Or did they just sit there and
about it really, or just
stare?
He's going on the Guess Who Me Too game that I'm going to make.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah. I'm going to have Guess Who Me Too.
Guess Who Me Too.
I'm going to have all the faces on there. Louis C.K., Aziz Ansari.
Oh, fucking... who's that actor who was in House of Cards?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey,
yeah. Fuck yeah, he can go on there.
Yeah.
Epstein.
Epstein.
Fucking Bill Cosby. Let's just keep listing names of rapists.
These are all the comedians now. Now these are all the rapists. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Coming up next, our top 10.
Comedian rapists.
You written any new jokes, Ben? Oh, let's talk about your set from The Stag. We did speak about it previously on one of the episodes, but...
Oh, the one I did last week where I just half-assed it and it didn't go down real well.
Yeah, had a bomb.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a bomb. He redeemed himself at the end. You're lucky you had fans in the crowd who could remind you what jokes to say.
Yeah, I kind of just went, fucking bail on this one. Yeah. The shit thing was, I turned up at the start of the night, I'm like, I'm just coming to watch because I had to hit me fucking cough kind of thing. I was like, I'm just coming to watch. I'm not going to perform.
Yeah, and I got there, and I'm like, that old trick.
I was like, all right, let's do it. And then as the night kept raining on, I felt shitter and shitter. I'm like, maybe I should just pull out. And then I thought I was last. And then all of a sudden, they called my name out. And I'm like, oh, fuck, that's me. And I'm like, all right. So I just got up there, and I'm like, oh, I'm not feeling this. And then it was like a really, like, predominantly female/lesbian crowd.
Yep.
And I'm just like, isn't it fun to hit women?
So how about them bitches?
Just think about the irony.
Uh-huh. Oh,
in fairness,
man,
the joke's not actually about hitting them. It's just about the irony of their solution.
Yeah.
it's a great joke. I stand by it, but holy fuck, it did not go down well.
Nah,
won them back, though. I feel like you won them back.
I had two dudes come and be like, that was good. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I know what's up. Yeah, no, that was not a... that's probably... well, I don't remember my first one, but yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking...
It's one of my worst sets anyway. I don't know where it ranks, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Some people think that comedians just want to go out there and fucking offend people, but it's like, no, I want to be funny. And I'm not trying to offend people. I want people to laugh. And if they're not laughing, then that's enough for me to go, oh, yeah, maybe I fucking shouldn't do that. Because if you're not... getting the laughs, you're like, no, this is shit.
Yeah, I was like, I'll bail on the half of this joke, and I probably should have just walked off stage, but
nah.
I was like,
it depends what you're doing.
Like, so. I'm like, I don't know how to fucking finish now. So
yeah. If you couldn't
tell Marcus, like, Gordon Ramsay, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a joke.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, that's what pulled him back.
If you can read the crowd, and like, it depends on where you are and what type of room you're doing. Like, if you'd done that out at the fucking boat rollers gig at Stockton that we did, where it was just fucking yobbos, you'd have killed.
Yeah, some bloke would like stop punching his wife and be like, listen to this.
Yeah. Listen to this guy and he's stopping that he does. What a bitch.
Just tries times these punches with the punchlines. And I was trying to toss up whether to do like a half-written kind of news set or whatnot, and I was, because I was like, not really feeling it, and yeah, kind of got surprised when I got called. I was like, nah, fuck it, just go back to whatever the last one was. And I was like, yeah, it wasn't, definitely wasn't the crowd for it. But I was like, yeah, let's see how it goes. Lead balloon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah.
You weren't there for Ethan's lead balloon heckle, were you?
No.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Ethan got heckled by...
Loz's friend.
Yeah, Loz's friend.
Loz's friend, who's... they're both lesbians sitting in the front. And I decided to open with like a fish joke for like pussy. Like, my girlfriend works at a shark and ray center, comes home smelling like fish. I think she's a lesbian. Comedy gold, right?
Yeah.
They did not think so. No, it's a shit joke.
Yeah.
But I was like, fuck it, I'm going to try it. And that was in my head. And I'm like, that's the plan I'm sticking with. And then they're in the front. And I'm like, this is not going to fucking go well. And yeah, as soon as that went down, like the wheels fell off and I was just treading water, like, what are my jokes? Fuck, I can't remember anything. Ah, shit.
Yeah.
And then she just yells out, lead balloon. And I didn't know what it meant. I'm like, what the fuck's a lead balloon?
99, it's lead balloon.
And you kept, like, pushing her to, like, what does that mean? She's like, no, just don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry. And it's like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
She's like, you really are young, aren't you? I'm like, yes, and fucking retarded.
Should have just been like, that was a shit heckle. If you just turn it back on them.
That's one thing, at least. I've still haven't been heckled yet, so I don't know how to handle that yet, but I guess you won't know until it happens, but...
I've had people yell stuff out and, like, not a proper heckle, like, you fucking suck, cunt. Like, but I've been heckled a little bit, but it's always been, like, people just joining in on the jokes. Like, when I talk about drugs, there's usually one person, like, you! I'm like, last time that happened, I'm like, yeah, there's always one.
Mm.
Every time.
I've had a few heckles. I've been... told someone wants to fuck me after the show.
I remember that one.
And that was a bloke.
That was weird.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Like, I don't know if you'd seen your set before or something like that, but like, you didn't really even got into any jokes. He's like, I'll fuck you. And you're like, why? Like,
that's brave too, because Ethan looks like he's got AIDS.
Says the guy with pink eye. The rotund motherfucker struggling to breathe on the lounge.
Well, you know I haven't got AIDS, because I'd be a lot skinnier.
That's true. Maybe we should get you AIDS.
Yeah, that'll...
That'd be a revolutionary weight loss program. Like, once they find out how to really cure it, they could give you it. Just for 6 months. It's like chemo for fat people.
Fucking hell.
Oh, that's so offensive. So many fucking levels.
Yeah, how it's about, making fun of cancer patients and fat people at the same
time. Still not as offensive as Tweedle Dead Dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was fucking horrific.
Fucking one of the group chats, a comedian who shall remain nameless.
It was Elliot. Elliot. The piece of shit.
Google him.
Google him, he's way funnier than us.
Yeah, he goes, oh yeah, Tweedledee, Tweedledum. I mean, Tweedledee, Tweedle Dead Dad. And I was just like, oh god. Like, what the
this
fuck?
This just recently?
Like, yeah,
yeah. And
what's going on with like
it was in
my dad. Yeah. Yeah, my dad died. Yeah. It's like so inappropriate.
What was the goal behind
no
that?
No one said anything. I was just like, know. Oh, wow. I guess you're talking about me because my dad's dead. And he's just like, oh, no, he's taking offense. And he just like kept attacking me. And I was like, oh, no, I don't actually care. Like, I don't. I really don't. But
see, that was me. I don't know if it'd be so much I'd been taking offense. It'd be like, I don't know, where are you coming from?
What the fuck?
What's that? Like, I'm not actually offended. I just... What were you doing?
Yeah.
But that's how people must feel when some of us get off stage. Some of us, I mean me, get off stage after doing like a horrendous tranny bit.
And yeah.
You're like, what the fuck was that? Like, why? Why did you have to do that? I'm like, I don't know, man. I was going for the joke.
I know exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's what he was doing. He was just trying to make a joke.
Yeah.
Fuck, it fell.
Sometimes you fuck up.
Yeah.
That's been, what, 19 or something before you haven't?
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, already having a dad that doesn't love you has left.
You should... Fuck, that would have been a great comeback. Yeah. Like, you should know what it's like to lose a dad.
Your dad left ages ago.
Yeah, at least mine's got an excuse. He's dead.
Oh, fuck.
Yours just broke you
off. Oh, good shit.
Oh, man. The things you come up with fucking...
Wisdom of the stairs, they call it.
Yeah.
I wrote a joke the other day. You can have it if you want. I reckon it'd tie in well with your suicide joke. Feel free to use this one. It was like 79% of all suicides are men. So what can we do about like fixing this problem? I'm like, well, encourage more women to commit suicide. That'd even out that average a little bit.
That'd really open up well into your women beating joke, too.
I come up with something similar. It was like, I don't actually look at the stat, but it was like, you know, say 98% of rapes are men. It's like maybe more women raped.
Yeah.
Less men would. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Even out the averages.
I don't know where to go with that yet, but I was like, oh, that could be something. But
I had the same thing with another one, which was like, Yeah, like 90% of like mass shootings are white males.
Okay.
So, yeah, we get some black girls some guns. That'll fix the problem.
Yeah.
I need to do that gun control bit, or like that mass shooting bit I was going to do where it was like, oh, they always like release the fucking shooters. Like the motives are not known yet. Like he's like, why he did it is unknown. I'm like, I know why every time. It's lack of pussy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Stop sending thoughts and prayers. Send that guy some pussy.
Yeah.
No one that's just...
TNA.
Yeah. No one's ever, like, shot a load and then gotten up and been like, you know what?
I'm going to go shoot
some people. No, you're like, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
I need a nap.
Yeah. Oh, man. How good is the post, like, blown load sleep? You just roll over straight to sleep.
Just alligator roll through the sheets.
That's a sick...
You're done for the night.
A sick it's Twitter name. Hours. If you want to post my blown load.
Fucking
hell. This screenshot of just you going, all right. With cum all over your belly.
Have you decided what set you are going to do for Raw? Or?
No, I don't even want to do Raw. The it only reason I did Raw was because Fuckwit entered, and I said I would if he did. I don't know why I said that, and now I regret it.
I was going to say, well, yeah, the original thing is, why did you say yeah?
Yeah, you only get three. Fuck. Nah. This one's a warm-up round.
You might
warm-up round, fellas.
You might write some funny jokes in Japan. So.
Yeah.
You might.
I don't think so. I'll be snowboarding.
Yeah.
And...
might have some funny stories.
You might get an epiphany.
Yeah. If that's a name. That's fucking awful.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound Asian in the slightest.
Get out of here.
No, not at all. Do me a second, mate.
I was thinking along those same lines. I didn't think of that, but I was thinking like maybe he'll fuck an Asian girl over there and that'll be a funny story.
An Asian girl whose dog's arsehole has a disease.
Yeah. He comes back with the coronavirus. That's over in Japan at the moment. Have fun with that, mate.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, nice. It's over here too, you know that.
Oh, yeah, but down in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, but they're fucking doing stuff. You know, lots of people in Japan wear fucking face masks. They've probably got a better chance than us. What are we going to do?
A lot don't.
What, in Japan?
Yeah.
Have you seen how many people were on their trains? Of course you have. You've been there.
Yeah.
How can you not get a fucking... I'm surprised I don't get off those trains with STDs.
Some of them do.
Yeah.
I've seen the videos.
Yeah. Dudes just fucking being gross.
None of that. Chicks. Didn't see it over there, though. I think it's like koalas and kangaroos and shit when you come over here. People think they're everywhere.
It's only happening out in the bush.
Yeah.
People are only getting fingered on trains out in the bush.
Yeah, those long...
these bush trains.
4-hour long bullet train rides.
Yeah.
That's where they get you. But yeah, no, I didn't get fingered once. I was disappointed.
Yeah. Fingered all your money back.
Yeah.
You're just walking up to strangers, pushing yourself into them.
Yeah.
It's not even a crowded train. You just sit on a dude's lap. This guy looks like he'll finger me.
Doesn't count because he's got to go past the first knuckle. Yeah. You're like, oh, I didn't know that.
It's Ethan's asshole. He'll fall in.
They do have tiny hands, the Japanese.
Yep. And you have a rotund asshole.
My asshole's not fat.
It's round.
Oh, yeah, I thought rotund meant round.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm... yeah, nah, you know what? I'm wrong on that one. When you're wrong,
like
you're
wrong. I would like a written statement, please.
In fairness, I don't know if anyone's got a fat asshole.
Ari Shaffir does, actually.
Oh, yeah.
He's a comedian from the States. He has a Jew clam.
Yeah.
Yep. Looks like a fucking blown out hemorrhoid. It's fucked.
Yeah, right, fuck.
I remember the first asshole I ever saw.
I ever seen.
I ever seen. It like was puffy, like a pair of lips gone like that, and I was like, that's a weird looking bottle.
Cool
little story.
Thanks for sharing.
really thought there was going to be more, and it just stopped.
No, that was it. That'll happen sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we call a cool story.
How many buttholes have you seen, Ben? Any decent buttholes, like, out of the ordinary?
Oh,
any that really fucking, like...
None that stick with me, that, you know? None I was like, I need to make note of that. In case I remember talking about arseholes one day. Like,
Come on, man, you're a comedian. You got to fucking take notes these days.
Yeah, no, I can't say I've seen any that look any different to a regular butthole. I don't know what to say.
Nah, man, all buttholes are different. They're all weird and wonderful in their own ways.
Yeah, Mitch is a coinosaur when it comes to buttholes.
A coinosaur. It's my thing.
Well, we've all got a thing, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the worst fetish you could have.
No.
I feel like I'm right there with you. I'm a butthole bandit, so.
Just fucking.
When I used to be single, it was like the second question. It was like, how you going? They're like, yeah, good. I'm like, anal? ? They're like, nope. I'm like, we'll see what else is on offer.
Do you get blackout drunk?
Oh, fuck. That was me. Extension of the wheelchair joke. It's like, I want to fuck a girl in a wheelchair because, like, I'm into anal and she's not going to know.
Oh, fuck.
No, I'm not saying that I'm going to fuck her in the ass, and she's. I'm going to say she can't catch me participating in anal because she's in a wheelchair. She can't sneak up on me.
That is fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first Sheila I was ever with, she fucking. She's just the worst person, right? But fucking. She was. She just.
What was her name and address?
She lives in Dubbo now. I don't know her last name. First name is Libby, but I just called her Lib Dog.
Lib Dog.
She's this fat, disgusting Asian who I just walked up with when I was drunk, and I was like, well, you know, it's on offer still, so I'll just get going around there. But
do you reckon she was the Garofalo?
Oh, wouldn't rule it out. Would not rule it out.
Our friend had this chick that he used to bring around. He used to call the Garofalo. She was this fucking dirty bitch. She used to just face fuck. He never ever gave her anything in return either.
Pretty creative too. Her name was Janine. So.
Yeah.
We called her the Garofalo.
This year, though, there was one time all the way around there, and I used to always give myself like a curfew kind of thing. Just make it up, be like, oh, yeah, I've got shit to do, go up, maybe they're past fucking,
yeah,
you know, 3 or
whatnot. I've got an appointment at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly right. Anyway.
Sorry, I have to go bleach my eyes.
There was one night where...
See you next time, or maybe not.
There was one night where I, like, finished up, like, 45 minutes early, and I just massively overquoted myself. So rather than talk to her, for 45 minutes I laid there with my eyes closed going... pretending to sleep legit, and then I like kept rolling over to try like check my watch on the sly and conveniently bang on like 3 o'clock. I'm like, oh shit, gotta go.
That is fucking great.
So there was another night where I finished up and I'm like, she was a terrible route as well, like the idea was a blowjob was just like literally just rubbing your balls and what the fuck. But anyway, you know, we finished up and we're laying there. And I was like, nah, fuck it, I'm going for it. I was like, roll over. And she goes, why? And I went, oh, I just want to spoon you. And she goes, oh, okay. And she rolled over. And I just went, bam, I'm like straight in. I'm just like, yeah. I'm just pumping away. And I literally stopped halfway through because in my mind I'm pumping away. And I'm like, that went in really fucking easy. And I'm not like wearing a tarp or anything. I'm like, so I literally stopped halfway through and I'm like, I'm in your butthole, aren't I? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. I just kept fucking away. Literally fucking just shot and left.
That is brave. You didn't even check. didn't check to see if she's got one loaded.
You always got to do a depth check.
Yeah, I was like, no, that went in like a little too fucking easy. I could be back in the bad year. But...
She's a good girl.
Oh, no. Nah. No. I wouldn't have done that if
yeah
I was like, this is for, you know, she had a fucking stinky hairy puss too. And I was like I've tried to eat that, you're not doing fuck all for me, I'm getting me own ears. Fucking ticking my own bucket list here.
Just bring that quote back, a stinky hairy puss.
We've all experienced it.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying that 80s porn video I fucking discovered for, you know, for my first porn come in handy because I was like, I think it's here. Well, I'm supposed to go in. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because it was just, it was thick. It was fucking, yeah.
Full bush.
Full fucking bush.
That's a good experience.
Man. Good old lib dog.
Yeah, you got to you got to get that notch on your belt.
Yeah.
You can't shy away from it.
Yeah, yeah. I was fucking wicked drunk when I fucking hooked up with her too. It was like literally like, we were playing like spin the bottle or something, like some uni party. And she goes, oh, can you come help me get drinks? And I was like, yeah, yeah, no worries. I'll come fucking help you get drinks. And we went out. It was one of those ones where everyone's got like their own little bedroom and you've got a common area and whatnot. And we're walking down the hallway and she turned around and she goes, do you want to hook up? And my literal reply was, what about the drinks? And she goes, don't worry about him. And I was like, oh, but my mate Jimmy's glass is like half empty. He might get thirsty.
You're looking for excuses not to.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't looking. This is just me. I was like, I was out there. So, like, this is how dumb I was. I was like, I'm getting drinks. You're in a fucking interfering with my mission to get drinks here. I'm worried about me, mate. He's had more roots than hot dinners. And I'm like, oh, he could get thirsty soon. Like, yeah, I wasn't.
Man, I look back on like.
I wasn't playing hard to get, I was just dumb.
I look back on times when there was girls like hitting on me and I was just too fucking oblivious to realise. Like, I could have fucked that chick.
Yeah, I hate that.
And you're like, oh, god damn it. If only I wasn't such a fucking idiot.
Yeah, my mum used to tell me I was good looking too.
That's horrible.
She used to. Now she just goes, you're a fucking ugly cunt. Why are you still in my house?
Yeah. Oh, man. You written any jokes, Ethan?
No. I already told you my good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about you, Ben? You written any jokes?
I've got an extension down on that, that whole, what was that joke I told you? I'm talking about, like, oh, what was it? I'm trying to remember how it goes now, fucking. There's the gay porn one where you're like, it turns out I'm watching lesbian porn.
Okay,
I'm watching lesbian porn.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what this needs? This is a bit gay. You know what this needs to straighten it up? A bit of dick. Oh, it's kind of a whole extension down on that one because, yeah, my cousin, he's gay as the day is long. He put up this post on Facebook and I was like, what the fuck? And I kind of wrote a bunch of shit off that, but yeah, it's like a, I don't know, there's no like one kind of punchline or something, I guess, in it. It's just, yeah.
Yeah. Just sort of an amusing story.
Yeah, kind of something like that. So I got that and, yeah, I don't know what else I got.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I got one. I watched this fucking, I don't know where to go with it though, but I watched this, this nature doco and I was talking about, koalas.
And
so when they're, yeah, where are koalas? Yep, good start.
Does anyone here know what koalas are? I'm surfing with that.
But, yeah, when it goes, oh, when they're looking for roots, what they do is they'll just let out this, like, yell, this cry. And if another koala hears it and they want a root, they'll yell back. And they'll just keep fucking yelling at each other like Marco Polo until they just catch up and fuck. And I was thinking, how could that be if, like, we could just adopt that? Like, no more movies and dinners and shit. Just fucking stand up in the middle of the bar and be like, sex! And somebody's like, sex! And fuck yeah! Like, you can, like, you like your weirdest kink. Just be like, rim jaws! And just see how it goes. Like, yeah. You don't have to buy five fucking dinners first before you find out she's not into it. You're like, ah. I thought from that, like, maybe, like, what we should have, because, like, everyone wears shirts, like, you know, you can figure out what sports scene they're like, what fucking cars they're into, what music they're into and all that. Maybe we should have, like, shirts that just says, like, what we're into sexually. Like, you see a shirt at the bar, you're like, come on, anal fisting. You turn around and it's not there. You're like, nah, fuck off.
Or it's an armband. It's just brown and red.
What would that be for?
I'll let the fans work it out.
So, I haven't... They kind of like ideas I've come up with, but I haven't fully sat down and kind of...
Yeah, fleshed them out.
That's the word. I was about to say fledged, but that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, it's similar to fledged, but...
There's a joke I really want to do on stage is my cousin went to Mexico. I don't even know if I said this on the podcast yet. Cousin went to Mexico to pick fruit.
No, you haven't. I've listened to podcasts.
He's literally, he's gone to Mexico to pick fruit. He's stealing hardworking Mexicans' jobs right now.
Running all their best fruit pickers are off overseas.
Yeah, yeah, they all went to California. And now they've got a labour source shortage in Mexico. And they're hiring Australians.
Where Mexico is Mexico.
Yeah. It's fucking that's a good joke, I reckon.
There's something there to that. You could you could definitely do something with that.
Yeah. Just gotta sit down, fucking write it out, see if I can make it funny.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I've really come up with, but yeah. I kind of fleshed out this new routine I'm thinking about trying soon, and then yeah, I'll try to work on those ones, but
fuck yeah.
Yeah. I fucking can't wait till Raw's over. Honestly. I don't want to be thinking about it anymore.
What, are you shitting yourself or?
That's your problem.
No, it's not even that. I just want to try new jokes.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
You haven't written any. You've got like that one Mexican thing. I really want to try it out
I've
though.
I've got other jokes. I've got other jokes.
Oh, you want to go back and do the panda thing?
They fucking, the jokes go to a different school.
Oh, nice.
You wouldn't know them.
Classic. That's a fucking golden one, that one. Never heard that before.
It's fucking great.
So what is the next gig? It'd be the Crown again, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
And the week after is the Stag again?
I don't fucking know. I'm going to Japan. I don't give a shit.
Maybe the Crown and then the week after would be like the Kent and Blackpot, maybe?
Yeah,
and then Crown and Stag next week, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't sat down and looked at it, but I feel like that could be the layout.
Yeah, one of the chicks I work with, she's doing her first set at the Stag coming up.
Oh, nice.
And one who came, I introduced you to her, told her you were really funny before you went up on stage and bombed.
Yeah.
So it was your fault. Never do that to someone. This guy's hilarious.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember the names, but yeah, she was sitting there with... what I assume is her partner. Like,
yeah. He's a good dude as well. But
who's now just at home just railing her?
Let's hope so.
Comedian said it was okay to punch her. You know?
I thought you were talking about fucking her.
I realized after I said I used the wrong word. I went, that's not the word you wanted. But
sometimes it don't come out the right way.
Often.
Fuck, man. Sorry, Ben, but I'm out of stuff to talk about. What are you? What about you, Ethan?
Well, I could make fun of you for the next 15 minutes.
We could.
About how much of a piece of shit you are.
Get Eddie back on the phone.
On the pod.
Yeah.
Just call her up so she can.
Oh, you listened to that one, did you? She fucking tore in a new one. Yeah.
I've got nothing better to do. Yeah. I'm very lonely. That was
at least someone's listening.
Is Shaz going to keep going with the open mic or?
What show?
Oh, Shaz. That's right.
Yeah, I don't know. She's like, oh, I want to do them. I'm not going to do them all the time. I don't fucking know.
Well, one way to get good.
No, I think she just got into it because she just wanted to do something with me because we don't really share interests.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those relationships where she just comes home and chills out and does her knitting and then we fuck. And then she gets up and goes to work.
Rinse and repeat.
And it's been working pretty well so far. But
until Mitch is on drugs.
Yeah, until we try and do other activities that don't involve things that she likes, like drugs. She's like, no.
Not a big fan of drugs.
No.
Right.
Not a fan of drugs or drinking in general. Like,
yeah,
just going out and getting on the piss. She doesn't like it. So, yeah. It's usually like, oh, we've got to get home early. Shaz is tired. She's like an old man. Time to go home. She's tired. Gotta tuck her in and fuck her.
She'll tuck it out.
Just like grandpa.
Give her a bottle.
Yeah.
Nice warm bottle. Nah, that's a whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah, we're just gonna sit here all week. I'm sorry, Ben. We've got nothing else to talk about.
I forgot my fucking notebook. That's the problem.
Yeah.
In fairness, from listening to this podcast, you very rarely remember your notebook.
Yeah, I know.
Does this thing exist?
I have. There's one in there that it's my new notebook for the podcast. But I was fucking drinking out here the other day and I couldn't be bothered putting that back in the car to take it home, to bring it back out again today.
Right.
So I left it here. So I didn't have time to write show notes.
It's good being efficient.
Not that we ever do.
I have. Plenty of times.
I've tried. Never works.
No?
I've had notes, and then like I try and bring something up, and Ethan will just shit on me.
Yeah.
Just start.
But that's how it works. That keeps this podcast rolling.
Yeah.
Got anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah.
What's in the news?
Fucking Kobe Bryant died.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
That's a good one.
Ari Shaffir put in a thing saying he's glad that he died.
Fuck.
A tweet. He's like, thank fuck for the hero that forgot to refuel that helicopter. It's like, Jesus, his 13-year-old daughter died as well, dude.
Oh, was she on the helicopter
too? Yeah.
Plus another dude and his daughter, I think.
Yeah.
Don't know the other fella's name, but...
Yeah. He's not important. He's not famous.
Yeah, I think he was a basketball player. I think I might have heard, but...
Yeah.
Maybe not a good one.
Fuck, man.
The day that Kobe and the podcast died. That is the title.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but apparently he got hacked. He put a new tweet out saying he got hacked.
I thought you meant the helicopter got hacked. Yeah, like Kobe got hacked.
I was like, how did he put a tweet
took him down.
Crashed. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, that was pretty fucked up. That was...
I wonder if Bill Burr's going to continue flying helicopters after that one.
I wonder if that's an Epstein-related thing. Like, Kobe's been fucking kids, and they had to quiet him down.
And his kid.
On the helicopter. Got distracted, fucking bumped the stick.
Oh.
That's terrible.
That's a fucking horrible thing to say.
Yeah.
My thoughts go out to his family.
Mine don't.
Money that
they just got paid.
Yeah, his wife doesn't even have to divorce him anymore.
Yeah. Isn't that the dream for married women?
Yeah,
if
really
I could
is.
Just somehow make him disappear and not get caught for it. Man, maybe she rigged the helicopter.
Maybe.
Fuck. Conspiracies. I can't wait to see the conspiracies that come out. Because with fucking everything, everyone needs a fucking conspiracy for shit these days.
That is true.
Yeah.
I was watching this conspiracy show the other day, and I was like talking about the royal family. And it was, I can't remember. Oh, no, that was right. There was some dude, he got like photos of Diana or something. And he was like some CIA, or no, photographer or something. They reckon he just constantly got tips from some like, you know, CIA, FBI, whatever the fuck it was. You know, like, you know, on where to be kind of thing. And whether he did or he didn't, I don't fucking know. But anyway, it was a couple of years after she died. He got found in a car with two shots to the head. And the car lit on fire and it got caught as suicide.
Yeah. That's always good, eh? The two shots to the head.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, because I watched a couple. There was one on the moon landing and another one on fucking, I don't know, something. I watched a couple.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah, look. Like, one was on, like, you know, UFOs and aliens and shit like that. And I'm like, oh, look, some of them might have, like, you know, a little bit of thing there, but most of them probably, nah.
Yeah.
But that one, I was like, yeah, no, that one's a conspiracy.
For sure.
That guy didn't shoot himself twice in the head, then light his car on fire.
Like, literally, the only way that makes sense would be if like, his car caught fire and he's like, I can't get out. Instead of burning alive, I'm going to shoot myself. Fucked it up and then did it again. But you're like,
yeah.
But like, that is a fucking stretch. Like,
that's brutal if you.
Yeah, that is like the most like unfortunate series of events.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
fuck
like,
that.
Like, no, that is a fucking conspiracy. Like that's
unless he had two guns. It's the only way. Or a Glock on automatic and it just went.
Oh yeah. Yeah, on the old burst fire.
Yeah.
Know about that from my Counter-Strike days. Fuck, man.
Yeah, that's the only bit of news I'm aware of.
I wonder who the royal. It was like the queen. It wasn't the queen. It was some princess that got fucking railed by two black dudes in Jamaica or some shit. They made a movie about it.
Where can we get this movie?
It was a Jason Statham movie where they robbed a bank and they robbed all the safety deposit boxes.
Yeah,
and in the safety deposit boxes were these photos.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And it was like.
When's this movie based? Like.
It was in the 70s, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So Freedom of Information comes out in like 2040, 2050, I think, and we get to find out what was in there.
In so what?
In the safety deposit box, like what the photos were actually of.
What was in there? A Jamaican man was in there. And then AIDS were in there, and that's how she died.
The end. Good night. Tell me another story, Dad.
All right. This is the story of Cosby. Oh,
that would be like great bedtime stories for your kids. You just give them fucking conspiracy theories.
Yeah, your kids are going to grow fucked up.
Oh,
and
man.
Then they're going to get on YouTube and make videos about how there's sparkler dust in the atmosphere. And then bald idiots are going to fucking share it on their Facebook. That's right, Adam. I'm calling you out.
I watched half of that and I was like, I'm not watching.
I'm not watching this garbage.
he's like, jets don't leave tracks. And you're like,
I don't know.
If I yeah.
Every part, like up until the chemtrails part, I was like, this guy's making a lot of sense.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's like a bit of it where I'm like, all right, well, I don't know enough to prove you wrong. And then when he said like the jet thing, I'm like, I feel like you're wrong, but I don't know enough about jets. So yeah. Proceed. And he's like, it's sparkle dust. I'm like, nah. Yeah, not having it, cunt. That's not fucking happening.
Scammers down at Woolies buying all the sparklers out. Oh, fucking show them. Yeah. Making sparkler bombs.
I remember in one documentary I watched on chemtrails, and they had this one chick who used to be in the military, and she's like, yeah, I did see chemicals around aircraft that they could have been putting in the wings to drop chemicals, like chemtrails. They're like,
why though?
Yeah. It was just hydraulic fluid that they were using to fucking fill their hide tanks. Like, and that does leak and go into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
So, same with fuel. They do dump fuel.
Same with brake dust from cars that gets in your lungs. And no one's fucking complaining about that. Same guy that fucking carrying on about chemtrails probably drives to work every day.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He's definitely on the dole.
Smokes cigarettes.
Yeah. Takes acid off strangers.
That's right. Adam smokes. He's like worried about chemtrails. He literally
I really
smokes.
Want to get him on the podcast to talk about it though, because I just
that is great. Yeah, we'll bring him on after you get back from Japan.
Yeah.
So you guys aren't doing pods while you're away?
I won't. No, fuck no.
This is my podcast. Let's be real. This wouldn't happen if I didn't do the work.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't.
Like a passenger on a Japanese train just trying to get fingered.
Yeah.
The only thing I've contributed to this podcast is the laptop, which has glitched out so many times and fucked a bunch of podcasts for us.
It's awesome.
But we turned off the microphone on the laptop, so hopefully that doesn't ever happen again. Until we do a Windows update and it changes all our settings. Because that's the great thing about Windows. They're like, we know you set this way, but we're going to update it and change it back because we know better.
We know what you want. You don't know. You need to be told.
We browse your cookies, you faggot. We know what you want.
Jesus, with the F-bomb.
Oh, yeah, shit. God. Not allowed to say that word.
So offended.
I know.
How dare you?
That's what I want to add to my... You haven't heard this bit. I've been doing a new one on, like, oh, well, I've tried to do it ages ago, but it's on, like, the bidet, which is, like, the thing that squirts water up your ass after you shit. And, like we don't have them in Australia because everyone thinks that they're going to turn them gay. I'm like, imagine if it was that easy to turn people gay.
Just going to spray your ass with a hose. Yeah.
You just have, like, really, like, militant gay dudes running around with fucking water guns. It's kind of like, oh, I'm going to get him. But yeah, that whole conspiracy theory about how they're putting shit in the water to turn the frogs gay. It's like an Alex Jones thing.
Turns frogs gay.
Yeah, they're like putting chemicals in the water that made frogs gay, apparently.
Well, okay, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was true.
Yeah, that's the fuck part. That's the scary part about Alex Jones is that sometimes he's right.
Yeah, right.
And you're like, oh, shit.
I suppose you throw enough shit at a wall,
it's going to stick. But then... He uses, this is with all conspiracy theories, is like, oh, he was right about that. So surely he's right about the interdimensional pedophiles as well.
Yeah. Maybe not interdimensional, but there's certainly some powerful pedophiles out there who were fucking kids. And we found that out when old man hung himself.
Yeah.
Old Jeffrey Epstein hung himself and broke his own neck.
I learned that from Adam. I learned that pedophiles are a thing from him. Up until now I just thought they were called neighbours.
He was really going hard on the pedo angle for a long time there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It's concerning.
It is a little bit.
Keep him away from your kids.
Yeah.
I want to know what Adam looks like with a full head of hair.
Not
good. Can he grow a full head of hair?
Did he ever? He just came out of the womb bald.
No, is he bald by choice, or can he still grow it all?
I feel like he was... No, he definitely can't grow it all. I feel like before he went bald, he was one of those like a hat person. He just wore like flat caps.
Oh, I fucking hate flat caps.
Yeah. That was what he did beforehand. We've got photos. We've got a photo of him and his old band. We should bring that up.
Yeah. Let's get all that ammo ready for when he's on next time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. He was pissed the other day because I was like, oh, yeah, I'll split an Uber with you to the gig. And then I just got fucked up here and was like, I was going to go home. I'm like, nah, stay out here tonight. Then got up late. Didn't message him until an hour till the gig. I'm like, hey man, can't get you. He's like, motherfucker.
That is a pretty shitty thing to say.
Yeah. I'm an asshole. I'm a real piece of work.
He seems to be getting a lot of gigs though lately, Adam. His name's on a heap of sets I've been seeing.
Yeah.
Oh, he fucking hustles.
He does.
Good on him.
No, and that, the gig we went and saw at the Long Jetty?
Yeah, the Savoy.
Yeah. He fucking murdered. It was great.
He did.
It was good to see.
It's good to see because you never usually do.
I wasn't going to say that.
I haven't heard him tell his avocado joke for a while.
Oh, really?
Apparently he did at the bushfire relief. I wasn't there yet. I was still driving. I was late. Never turn up late to a gig. It'll fuck the whole thing up. Unless you're well prepared and you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Then you can be late.
Which you should be.
Or if you're just going to watch, just go to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get suckered in and be like, oh no, maybe tonight's my night. And be like, no.
Yeah. Treat it like a gangbang.
Yeah. Just feel it out.
Yep. No, just don't get suckered in.
Right.
And don't be the dude in the corner jerking off either.
No, just watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, don't jerk off at comedy shows, folks.
Yeah.
Or so, do. So. It would have been more entertaining than my fucking bushfire relief set.
Did Elliot do his bushfire joke?
No, I don't think so. James did some shit on ants and it was like there's been a billion.
Did that offend someone?
No. There was no one there to offend. Yeah. It was six people. He did have a good riff about
He got carried away by ants.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Ants are an important part of the ecosystem, you piece of shit.
Shut up, Shaz.
That was a great movie.
James had a good riff on, he's like, oh yeah, all these animals have died and we're doing this here. And he points to the fucking stag kind of stag on the wall.
The dead fucking...
Yeah.
The dead deer.
It was good.
This is fucking useless trivia on ants, but I've got this ages ago, when I was fucking 19, I was just hung over and watching this documentary on ants, and this dude dedicated his whole life to ants, and he came up with this fucking spray that basically, so when ants died, it releases smell, and then all the other ants go, well, that one's fucking dead, and they carry him out of the colony, and he replicated this spray, so he's just spraying ants, and they're all the other ants are just picking
dead.
It up and carrying it out, and it's trying to come back, they're like, nope, you're dead. And I was like, that's kind of cool.
He's just spraying live ants so they go get eaten alive in the colony.
Yeah, so they're like, all these ants are carrying his ant out, and it's wriggling around like it's clearly alive, and they're like, nope, you're dead, son.
Yeah.
Not coming back in. I'm like, it's kind of unfortunate for the ant, but yeah, that's random trivia on fucking ants, I guess.
I feel like there's a joke there.
We fucking went deep on ants last Australia Day, actually. We're all sitting here fucking pinging. And then we started watching, what was his name? Fuck, he's on YouTube.
Was it that joke that's what's worse than ants in your pants? Uncles? I didn't make that.
This guy literally just has ant farms.
Yeah, right.
And he'll do little fucking stories about them, about how the ants will get a crazy disease and he'll cure it somehow, and it's fucking bonkers.
With ants. It's pretty fucking good when you're balls deep on MDMA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it sober.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I feel like I could have a new joke after this weekend about MDMA.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Don't know yet.
But cool. Like off to a good start.
I feel like I could write one.
Yep.
There was certainly something that happened this weekend that was funny, that was worth telling on stage.
Oh, what's that?
Don't know.
Once you got full memories back, you'll...
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, I went to a different fucking dimension.
I went to fucking Hunter Valley Zoo. My daughter's birthday is fucking Australia Day, so...
Oh, that's the worst.
That's literally invasion day for you.
Like, born like 10 days early, I was like, fuck you. So, hairy Australia Day, it's fucking her birthday, so...
Yeah.
No, it was all right out there, but the whole time I was like, I couldn't stop thinking about Brian's alligator joke from out there. I don't know if you remember that one, where he's like, apparently there's some like fucking... I don't know, I didn't see it, but you know, when you go in there, they give you a thing, it's like, how many alligators are there? And his whole joke was, shouldn't you guys know? I was like, oh. Whenever I saw an alligator, I'm like, how many are you? But yeah, I just couldn't stop thinking, I'm like, bleh.
It's not the worst joke in the world.
It's not the worst, but yeah.
Why do they need signs in front of crocodile enclosures telling people not to climb in?
I don't know.
Just let them.
Why
just
do they?
In case you didn't know what they do.
Yeah. Just fucking let them. Who cares?
First, my nan and pop went up to the Northern Territory when I was a kid, and they come back, and they were talking about they went on one of those fucking crocodile tours.
Oh, they're nuts.
And yeah, I'd love to go on one. But yeah, the what do you call it? Tour guide gets on there and he goes, oh, just letting you know, this isn't a, you know, swim with the crocodile fucking tour kind of thing. And everyone's like, ah, you know, like, you know, a bit of humour. And he's like, no, like, literally we had a Japanese couple come last week and they jumped in, we had to pull them back out. Like, it's not fucking, it's not fucking swim with crocodiles. That's not going to be a joke. Sorry. And I'm like, fucking hell. Like, even... Like, even if like you didn't know what they did, like, they don't look friendly. Like,
yeah, it's not like it's a puppy.
Yeah, it's not like it's like, I don't know, a polar bear can, you know, you can maybe confuse it as like a teddy bear or some shit. I don't know, but like, this thing's just fucking like scales and teeth, and you're like,
yeah,
it doesn't look like inviting
at
all.
Their culture,
like,
invented Godzilla. Yeah. That's a lizard that fucks people up. Like, you think they'd be able to put two and two together.
No, they become friends with Godzilla in the end, don't they?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
God, bring me on my own Godzilla.
Oh,
going for that Asian marketing demographic, you're like, Godzilla tours.
You fucking killed him.
Ben's dying.
That was me a couple of weeks ago, yes, too. Fucking every time I'd laugh, I'd cough me guts up.
I'd fucking go on that shit. That'd be awesome.
So would I.
That'd rope me in.
Yeah, but you'd be disappointed that you didn't see Godzilla. Like Healthy Harold back in the day, when like, it's a real giraffe. You're like, no, it's not. No, it is.
Oh,
you're like,
I fucking hate
that.
Oh,
fuck,
cunt.
Yeah. And then, like, it's just a puppet. And you're like, fuck you. And then I try and tell other kids, no, it's just a puppet. And they wouldn't believe me.
What
and
kids didn't believe it was a puppet? It was obvious it was a puppet.
Oh, no, no. But they didn't. They hadn't been on the fucking show yet. Like, they hadn't seen the show yet.
Yeah,
so really? They think they go in expecting a real giraffe because they're five. And then it's a puppet. And it's just like, they get out and they're like, no, you were right.
The people who run Healthy Harold pissed me off when I was a kid. They were like... doing like a thing on the five organs.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, they had a heart in one corner, lungs, brain, and all that. And they're like, oh, you know, go to which one you think is the most important. And me and like two other kids just stayed in the middle. And they're like, no, you got to pick one. And I'm like, oh, all right. So I went with the brain. And they're like, oh, yous are all wrong. You need all of them. I'm like, fuck yous. Yous made me choose. Like, yeah. Made me look like a fucking dumb cunt. Like, still pisses me off. Fuck Healthy Harold and all the cunts that fucking work with you.
What
I was right.
What a fucking cunt.
I was fucking right. I was like, you can't just choose one. It was like,
oh, man.
The question was like, which one do you need the most? I'm like, no, you need all of them. You can't just pick one because you just fucking die. Like, no, you got to pick. And I'm like, oh.
They're playing the long fuck you game where it's preparing you for politics when you grow up.
Yeah.
No matter which one you pick, you're fucked.
Yeah. That's right.
Actually, that's a shitty metaphor because we don't need any of them.
All right, let's fucking call it there. Thanks for coming on, Ben.
No worries, guys. Too easy. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming around, man. All right, that's a podcast. Bye.